Wednesday, an emergency commander in Darrington told a packed town meeting the number of confirmed dead in the Oso landslide is now at 25, and dozens are still missing. The numbers change as bodies are recovered. It's grim and exhausting work. Phyllis Fletcher reports.
Bob DeYoung came to a prayer vigil in Darrington wearing thick suspenders that held up jeans covered in mud.
Sticks to everything.
You could see he had been working hard. He had been out all day.
We have log shovels, we have excavators, we have, we have many, many people out there, a lot of them local guys, local loggers that own their own companies, and they're putting in their time, and that's what I got invited out, and that's what we do.
He's a logger. He's also been a policeman, and this is like nothing he's ever seen.
It's just 50 feet of just a mess.
That's 50 feet deep.
And it's churned up with timber and house parts and cars that are just, you can't even believe what they look like. They're not existent. You can tell they're metal, and that's about it.
On the other side of the mud and debris that has blocked Highway 530 is Arlington. And there, Snohomish County Executive John Levick expressed that same sense of shock. He had gone to the slide area.
And I must tell you that in my 44 years of public service, 31 years as a state trooper, and 13 years in the United States Coast Guard, nothing in the world could have prepared me for what I saw.
Responders to the slide have seen bodies, and people like Bob DeYoung have been helping to get them out. The last victim he found was in a car.
It was buried probably at least 3 or 4 feet in the mud, and then so we didn't get to see the entire car. We just found the part of it, and we cut the roof off.
DeYoung has recognized the people he has found, 3 so far. 1, a child.
You just try to get them out and then get them covered up. We're surrounded by family a lot of times, so you try to be as respectful as you can. We're gathering pictures and mementos. You don't just throw those away. You gather them and you put them in a place, and then for the families for later. And then we cover them up, and then they just leave them alone until the helicopter flies them out.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee made another trip to Darrington yesterday. He went to the vigil and the meeting. Afterwards, he spoke to reporters. He expressed his shock at the scene.
There is not a stick, there's not a brick, there's not a chimney, there is nothing in this slide area. And the power of this thing was beyond imagination. But, there are powerful forces in nature of compassion and sticking together, and that's what this town of Darrington's doing.
Sticking together and insisting on helping out. Bob DeYoung will not directly admit he was out there before it was officially sanctioned. But he says he had the equipment and the know-how, and nobody could have kept him out.
Because we know the country, and the guys that are blocking the roads don't.
The fatal slide has isolated Darrington from nearby Arlington. People in Arlington are just as desperate for news. Brent Collins rode his bike to the park Arlington officials have designated as the spot for updates to the media. He says he hasn't heard from his friend who lives in the slide area.
What I can put together to it was he was on his way out to work, and he was on 530 at the time of the slide. I'm very hopeful that he's still out there, but, with the looks of it, I honestly don't know.
Bob DeYoung says it's very frustrating. Everything and everyone under the mud is buried very deeply, he says. He doesn't know how it'll all get out, but he's going back today and tomorrow. I'm Phyllis Fletcher reporting.